Hi, everybody. My name is Carrie, and I am an alcoholic. And I'm grateful to be here. Happy birthday to the 25-year-old. That's awesome. Long time. And welcome to the newcomers. I'm really grateful to be here, and it's an honor to be asked to speak and to let my folks know and everybody show up, you know, who loves me and supports me. I'm just really grateful for that. The cool thing about Alcoholics Anonymous for me is that I'm always changing. Everything's changing. Everything is subject to change, and that's what they told me. There was only one thing that was going to have to change, and it would be everything. And they were not lying when they told me that. And I'm 47, and I started drinking at about, I'm going to go ahead and say three or four. I was eating my mom's bourbon balls. My mom used to bake these fudge bourbon balls. And I can remember at a very young age eating these and liking that warm, fuzzy feeling and falling asleep at the table. And I would go back to that freezer because we made lots of them throughout the year. And I would sneak them. And I loved being... I love that feeling of not being in my own skin at a young age, you know. I'm not sure what happened when I was younger. All I know is that the altar, you know, I'd like to alter the way I feel. I finally advanced at about 9. I started drinking vodka, my mom's vodka, and I ended up drinking like... a really big bottle of vodka. I'm a blackout drinker. Found that out at 10. And, anything to change my perception and what was going on around me. At 10, I ended up blacking out, you know, throwing up on myself, you know, all kinds of other things, and woke up to, you know, I don't even remember. It wasn't that big of a deal. The thing that kind of puzzled me now looking back is that I did it again the next day, you know, and that was okay with me. You know, I liked that feeling. Yeah, the barf and all that was no, you know, but I could deal with that, you know, that just that euphoria before I blacked out is what I was seeking. And I didn't know how to regulate, you know, if a little was good, a lot was better for me. And so... So from about 10 to 14, that's how I drank, you know. It wasn't like my other friends who I'd go out there and we would drink on the weekends. I would drink then, too, on the weekends. But I would sneak the vodka to my school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I was taking tumblers of vodka with a little splash of orange juice in it when I was little, just a little girl. I mean, 10, 11, and thinking that was okay. And I never had any hopes and dreams. I never wanted to be a nurse or anything. I never thought that way. Didn't care about school. Didn't care about hopes and dreams. I was just a weird little girl. And I look back at it now and I'm like, wow, you know, I wonder what was wrong with me. I'm not sure yet. I haven't done all of that regression stuff, but something was up. And So at 14, I started going to juvenile hall, ended up in juvenile hall. I woke up out of a blackout, and I had crashed my bike. I was riding a 10-speed, and crashed it, almost got ran over, and was taken to juvenile hall. I had puke all over me and urine, and I was skinned up, I wanted to get out of juvenile hall. My mom came and got me, and it was on the next day, you know. That never stopped me. It just never stopped me. So sad. My mom was an alcoholic, you know, because she had the vodka, and my dad, you know, my dad was a trucker, so we never really saw much of him, and so my mom was raising me, and I was a latchkey kid. I remember at like 6, wow, cool. Okay, so anyway, so that basically I am an alcoholic, and that, there is no question about that, okay? Now, the cool thing is that I want to tell you is that I found a solution, you know, several solutions, and it's right there in that book. And so went through in and out of jail, had a daughter, was drunk the whole time she was in my belly, had her, couldn't get sober for anything. So now I'm 44, I'm 47, so 4 years ago, I got 4 years. I got out of jail one more time, and I was like, you know, I was ready to do it. This was it. This was going to be it. And also, I've been in a lot of programs, and I don't know, something was different this time. So I got out of jail, and I went to a meeting and found my sponsor across the room. I had seen her many times, and I, you know, and I went up to her and I just said, "Will you be my sponsor?" You know, and you know, I just want to impose to the women out here: if you don't have a kick butt sponsor, find one. Search for it. I always wanted the best drugs. I always wanted the best alcohol, and now I want the best sponsor. You know what I mean? And I believe that God guides us to those people, to those women. You know, and just phenomenal things will happen to you. I promise. And the men, find the men sponsors. They're out there too. And yeah. And so I just started working the steps like my life depended upon it, because it did. It does. It does. Every day, if I don't put my program first, nothing else comes in line. As soon as I put that program first, everything else comes in line. I don't know how it works. It's like one of those miracles. And for a mind of an alcoholic like I have, that's phenomenal. It's just like, you know what I mean? It's like miracle magic stuff, you know? So I've worked my steps a couple times. And the cool thing about my sponsor was at 60 days, she's like, "You need to go find, you need to find some people to work with." And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me, you know? 60 days, you know what I mean?" I had two commitments. I was on like step seven, and it was on, you know? But the cool thing is that I realized just the whole gist of the program. You know what I mean? It just works if you work it. And one of my favorite sayings that is kind of sad is, half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. Basically what it means is half measures avail us nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. I'm like, because trust and believe in this, this girl can do some half measures. You know, that's what I did my whole life. And you know what I got? Nothing. So when I got here this time, I was like, I'm going to bang that book like my life depended upon it. And I did. And it's working, you guys. I'm telling you, I have never been richer than I am today. I am such a wealthy woman. I have so many people that love me. And it's all spiritual. You know what I mean? I got my relationship back with my daughter. And my mom watches me from heaven, because I did some atrocious things in when I was drinking, and it's all been rectified. And you know, one last thing, I don't know how many, I haven't seen the 1 minute, awesome, one and a half. I know a little sign language. So anyways, the cool thing is that I just totally lost my train of thought, but my daughter, I have a daughter who saw me through this whole time, you know, and she was the one that never gave up on me. You know, she always knew that I was going to get it, and I treated her really bad. And our relationship today is like, well, we have a saying that that I love her more than as many grains of sand as in the world, has ever been in the world, ever was, ever will be in the world, you know, or atoms. I mean, we say that kind of weird stuff, you know, and we just relate, you know, and it's all because of this program. It's because of this program. It's because of women like my sponsor and my friends who show me how to be a better woman and how to be honest and open and willing and to show up in a dress with my nails painted the same color. You know, this is all new to me, you know, but my sponsor told me that's what we do. And there's even, I just like to say this, there's even a part in the book that says that we should wear dresses and suits. And my sponsor showed me that. And I'm like, oh. When she called me today, she goes, "Oh, yeah." She goes, "You're wearing a dress, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yes." Because we just read that page last time we met. And I knew she was going to make me wear a dress. So, but the sky is the limit for me, really. And I'm just new. I'm really new at this. And I'm just so excited. And I just want to also say that, you know what? If you don't have a sponsor, please get one. Hunt around and get one and just try it. Even if you're old in the program, new in the program, they're just cool to kick it with and chop up the book with and rehash it. It's just, you will find something new in that book every time you read it. I promise you that. Thank you.
Thank you.